It's recording, right? Does it say so?
Let's see. Yep, it does say it's recording.
What's going on, bro? First of all, I want to say I really like the name Prince, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on and doing this interview with me. So first, I want you to give yourself an introduction.
Okay. So basically, my entrepreneur journey. So currently I focus on two different things. I do digital marketing, which I initially started with one of my partners about 2 years ago. And so that's when I really got into the marketing aspect of it. Originally my background in school. So I did my undergrad in web and information systems, which is basically web development and mobile apps. So while I was in college, I used to develop apps and a lot of websites as projects. So one day I was like, you know, I'm in college, let's make money doing this, right? So that's when me and my boy, we started going out there venturing and finding clients. And then after a year or so, we kind of went our different ways. He wanted to go more so the VC route because his uncle was, that's what he was doing currently at the time. He's a big venture capitalist down in Silicon Valley. And he kind of wanted to build his own business, but also be a VC. And me, I kind of liked the digital marketing realm. So I was like, I'm going to go do this. So I ended up basically creating a new company focused on the same thing. And now I've been doing that for a year and a half now. Majority working with marketing clients, as well as web. The web development projects are usually here and there now, but marketing is better because of the consistent revenue. You're able to get constant cash flow coming in, whereas with websites, it's just here and there projects. And on the other end, I do e-commerce. So I initially started with drop shipping, which, you know, a lot of people start with it. I think it's a pretty good business model, but it has its flakes and it has its downsides.
Do you come up with like what you're going to sell and all those sorts of things? I used to do that. I used to do that for like a clothing brand, kind of in a way, like back in high school. So
yeah,
how does that go for you? What do you really like?
So yeah,
how do you market that as well?
Yeah, so basically, exactly. So I already had a lot of knowledge. I knew one thing going into college. I was like, I want to make one skill, 1 to 2 skills that's going to make me lethal in anywhere I go. So right. I was never a person that really I didn't really care too much about a job because I was like, why would somebody, you know, hire you, right? You have to be somebody that has value that can add to the company. So I was like, what 2 skills can really, you know, individual have that make you pretty much needed in any company, which is marketing. And like for me, it was development. Cause I was like, all right, either I become a very high end technical guy for a company or I become a marketer that brings companies more money. Right. So when I started like the drop shipping route, I had a few of my friends that were already successful in it, right? So, like, again, our conversations was just basically talking about what he did, knowing that you have to really invest money into it. I think a lot of people go into drop shipping and think, you know, they'll throw in a few hundred dollars and they're going to make, you know, $500-$600 off of it or even thousands of dollars off of it, which is false, 100%. So we originally started with a few products. They didn't succeed, but the biggest thing is obviously in any type of business is to keep going, keep finding a way. And then we ended up finding one product that we're still currently selling. And that literally after a week, it took off. We made 40K in revenue the first week. And then basically it hit its peak. Now it's kind of more of like flatline, but it's still bringing us income in. But within 3 months, I think we ended up hitting like 140,000 in revenue, right? So again, me and my partner, we still profited pretty well. We both made about like 15 to 20K each. So, I mean, for that, I was like, it's worth the experience. It's worth the, you know, education and stuff like that. But we also realized a lot of things that, you know, not everything these gurus or YouTube videos say is true. Most of the time, it's just information that they know people want to hear so they can get people to sign up, right? But you learn it's a legitimate business. You know, none of these things are going to get you money quick. A lot of this is going to require work. It's going to require, fucking punching a wall here and there just because it doesn't always work out in your favor, but mainly just growing every single day just because you have that one goal in mind, right? You want to succeed in this specific role. So right now that is going well. We are also getting into the Amazon realm, which is what we're testing right now. We found some consistency.
Same thing with dropshipping? Is it similar?
No. So this is more so straight up wholesale and reselling. So it's going to be, you know, either buying inventory in bulk or actually working with specific brands, like with name brand products, whether that be, you know, Keurig, it could be Nike, it could be any type of brand, and really finding opportunities. So it comes down to doing product research with brands and seeing like, all right, where could I make the most profit by reselling these products on Amazon? So
contact these people, and how do you build these like connections and like all those sort of things? Like you said, with Nike and
So you don't want to specifically number one depends on the brand. So some brands already have things like this set up on their website. So they literally have reseller forums and reseller, you know, ways to contact the company and be like, hey, this is what I do. And the biggest thing is knowing that you're legitimate for these brands. It's like, you need to have the proper licensing. You need to be able to, you know, prove that you're a legitimate business. And then after you get the rights, it's a lot easier. And then you basically go ahead and buy the product in bulk. You put it in your warehouse, or you go ahead and send it over to Amazon. And then you got to do the marketing aspect of it on the other end, right? Run your PPC ads, do your marketing, whatever you see fit, right? So it is a different ball game, but I felt like it was just a natural progression from starting from dropshipping. I think dropshipping is a great thing to start with because it gets you in the world of retailers and how to learn how to make money off of products, and really understand products. Because some products we got very hyped, we looked at it and we're like, shit, it sucks. This product actually sucks. The images were great, the videos were great, the product descriptions are great, the margins were gonna be awesome. But then you get it to your house and you're like using it and you're like, yeah, nah. We can't sell this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that's a little bit about what I do.
Wow, bro, you really went in, bro. I really appreciate that. You covered a lot of questions I got, but kind of want to ask you, did anyone in your life have an impact of you? Like, was there a certain point where you're in your life where you said, hey, like, I don't know if you're doing it full-time or part-time?
So now, actually, for the last year and a half, I've been working with Boeing. So I was actually out in Washington. And my last day was Friday, so I resigned Friday. So now, yes, I am doing it full
time. Bro, congratulations, bro.
Thank you.
So did anyone in your life really impact that decision where you always just told yourself, hey, like, I just know I will not work a job for the rest of my life, and one day I'm gonna be my own boss, I want to make big profits, I'm gonna do what I want to do when I want to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think I was very, very, very fortunate enough to be, you know, we're raised in the environment our parents choose for us, right? That's that, you know. So for my case, my dad owned an Indian restaurant. My mom, she basically ran her own parlor business. So me growing up, I mean, all I'm watching as a kid is really, what are they doing, right? Why, like, and running a business, it was never easy, but it was always worth it. You know, it's kind of like having a kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? None of your friends are going to be happy. Like, hey, how's parenting going? Oh, I'm not sleeping, I'm not doing this. But guess what? You keep doing it, right? It's just kind of like this battle. And every day you're getting better and better at it. And, you know, after a few years, especially now with the opportunities with the internet and marketing, and it's like a no brainer for me, because I saw it as like, all right, I already know how to go in and start making a little bit of money. And what's going to happen after that is just going to go up, because I'm going to keep finding ways. I'm going to keep learning. So I would say my biggest influence was definitely just watching my father. He put me in, he's basically at the age of 13, basically when I got to high school, he put me at the restaurant. He wanted me to work for him. Right. And you know, I'm the son of the owner. The son of the owner. I thought I was going to go in, I was going to do some management roles, like, you know, beef up the resume, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he threw me in the back. And he's like, are you washing dishes? I'm like, first of all, I'm just shocked, right? Like, why am I watching this? This is like the worst thing I want to be doing. And he's like, you know what? You got to learn to respect everybody that works here. And then he literally put me in that position. And that was, you know, it helped me see the world in the sense of people and not numbers, right? There are people that go into the world of any business to look at numbers, to look at, all right, I'm doing this because I'm going to be able to profit this much. It's going to take this much time to do. So for me, I started looking at the world as like, all right, this is a team. How could we all be successful together? And so from there, I think, my biggest impact that really kind of catapulted my drive to be an entrepreneur was my father.
Well, since you say you think business is more about people than numbers, would you say like the goals you have for your businesses are more than have to do with money, or more like kind of like individual, like seeing how far you can go, you see how far the people you work with can go, all those sorts of things?
So I would say I have goals that kind of revolve around everything, but my main focus actually falls into automation. So just me having the business and technical background, when I strive to set my goals, is like, how could I get to the point where, you know, I can walk away and make more money than I did while I was there, right? So like setting up proper systems. So a lot of my goals really come down to what kind of team members do I need? What abilities do they need to have? You know, do they like what they do? And where do they kind of fall into that system, right? Like at the end of the day, everything in this world is a system. You can think about your education. You can think about your job. You can think about you working out. You have to set up a system. You got to create routines so you can be hitting those goals, right? For anybody to hit a goal at one point, you always have to have the system and the discipline to do it. So a lot of my goals are always revolving around creating a system. And then, yes, along with that, there are number goals I want to hit financially. There are goals when it comes to how many team members I want to have and stuff like that.
Okay. So what you do with the digital marketing and all these things that you do, drop shipping, tell me how this ties into you as a person. Like, how is what you do kind of in relation to who you are?
I think, so basically I have like two things I love, right?
Yeah.
So my digital marketing firm is really my people side of things, right? Digital marketing is a service-based business. It's like I'm going to a business and I'm working with them and I'm like, hey, I'm going to help your business grow over time. Whereas the e-commerce stuff is all in the back end, like me and my partners, we're sitting on a computer, we're looking at numbers, we're looking at data, we're looking at decisions that we have to make to import products, to sell products. So one part of me love people. I love interacting with people. I love helping people grow, right? So like my whole slogan for True Creatives from a digital marketing firm is like, work together, grow together, right? So my thing is just having just like pretty much a friendship, a family type relationship with businesses, really seeing where they're at and, you know, working with them, whether that be starting at a website or getting them on Google, Facebook, Instagram, pay-per-click ads on, you know, whatever the solution is for that brand. So that definitely relates to me because I'm a people's person. And then my drop shipping stuff relates to me a lot because I'm very analytical, right? Like I like to look at things and be like, all right, I can see the sell. Okay, why? And then kind of dive deep into the numbers, dive deep into, you know, projecting things and seeing how they work out. So like, I like testing a lot, you know? So that's where the marketing aspect comes in. So I think I like to combine everything in my life to how I see my life because it just makes it fun. Like I don't work. Like that's a fact. You know, when people say like they don't work a day in their life, I didn't truly believe that until I got into that situation where I'm literally spending 10, 12 hours working some days. And I'm like, yo, why the hell is it night? Like, I'm not trying to go to bed right now. I want to do this. But then, you know, you got to like balance life out. But it's like when you're having fun, you're in that state of flow. That's when you get that, like, okay, I am going down the right path. I am doing what I really love to do.
Yeah, that's awesome, bro. I hear a lot of like, I hear my favorite rapper, Big Sean. He talks a lot about that in his new songs. The moment you find out what you love to do, you never work a day again in your life. So that's really dope, bro. I'm really like, just to hear that from you gives me hope as a person that one day, like I can find what I want to do and I would never have.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, the answer always is within you, right? Cause you're going to start doing certain things, but I mean, a quick backstory. So when I started, I went to NJIT, right? New Jersey Institute of Technology. Okay. And I started as a mechanical engineer. Why? Because that's what any Indian parent wants.
Culture, yeah. Culture. I always think of that culture as like our parents try to put us in a
box. Yeah, right?
You know what I mean?
Like, oh, made up with engineer, banana, da, 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 right? And it's like,
I thought, yeah, come on.
I don't, You know, so I went in there and I started taking these classes, bro. And I'm taking chemistry. It doesn't even relate to mechanical engineering. But it's like one of those core classes you need to take. And I'm studying for this thing. And literally, I'm tired. I'm like, I've studied so long for this thing and I still suck at it. Like, I don't like doing it. And I was like, all right, bro, I'm not going to keep doing it. So I just basically, I was like, canceled. I changed my major. I changed my major 3 times. Okay. As soon as I got into the classroom, I was like, yeah, this is not really clicking for me. And then when I got into web development and apps, I was like, oh, wow. Like this, it like clicked for me, right? So, I mean, I think you definitely will find it. You just keep trying and you try new things. You know, this is the time to do it. We're young.
Yeah, for sure. You said you made 2 apps, right?
So I actually, the majority of my apps I made, so I made a bunch of apps, but they were all for testing. I didn't release any apps. A lot of the apps I made were very for the learning part for functionality, right? So like the one app that me and one of my boys were trying to release. So in college, I had a phase where we were like thinking about doing like the one app. Like we were like, we want to go and find VCs. We want to create an app. So we created this whole app. It was called Swiper. And it was basically an off-campus meal plan for colleges, right? So like a lot where me and him went to college, we were like, yo, there's so many restaurants around us and there's such shitty food at school. Like kids are paying $4,000 a semester to get like microwavable food. This shit was garbage. Like it was terrible. So what we started doing was like, all right, well, what can we do? And we're like looking at the restaurants. So like I one day went around, went to all the restaurants, pizzerias, diners. We just had so many variety just nearby. And we're like, all right, we're going to make an app that basically allows parents to go ahead and purchase points. And that would be the transaction between restaurants.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was an amazing idea.
Definitely, I love that.
Yeah. So I think we basically had everything ready, designed it. We had an MVP. We tried to push for venture capitalists and stuff like that. And that process was just so rigorous. We got to a point, I mean, we gave up on it. Like it's simple. We gave up on it. Because it just came to a point where it was so overwhelming. And like, we still had school to focus on. I did track in school. Right. So like I came to a point, like we spent literally a whole summer. We just stayed on campus and we were just coding every single day, We were doing something and we were trying to push for it. We learned a lot about that world. There's still a lot of opportunity out there, but it is a rigorous world. And those people are people that look at numbers. Those are people that see business in the sense of numbers, right? You know, your personality and your backstory helps a little bit, but as a business and a VC, it makes sense. You know, like you're looking at numbers. Is this a logical investment to make? So that was that, yeah.
Dang, bro. Well, I love that idea. That sounds super dope. So what advice would you give to an up-and-coming entrepreneur? You've put your tons of experience. What's the biggest takeaway? Like something you wish you known that you eventually learned?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I've learned is like, number one is like always trying to keep your head up. Like I know they teach you in sports, like, but you
shit corny, like actually.
Yeah, but like, cause like, I mean, for me, like I've been at spots, bro, when my bank account has been at like -$600. And then I have bills coming up the next day and I'm looking at this shit and like, you know, I'm looking at this shit like, yo, how the hell am I going to pay these fucking bills? But, you know, as I got older, I was like, you know, I'm not one to always, cause I know like we have a certain amount of energy, right? If I exert it on being nervous and scared and like being paranoid, I'm not going to be able to use it to actually find a solution.
Energy is contagious.
Yeah. So it's like, so I'm like, all right, like, let's go and find it. So, and you know, God bless my guru. Like every time a situation like that has ever happened, I have found my way out of it. Just cause again, it's just like me going back and like, this is what I want to do. Right. It's not meant to be easy. It was never meant to be easy. Cause shit like this, if you're trying to be successful, it's not going to come easy, you know? And like you, and the best thing I do is like, I kind of block out the voices. I have a lot of friends that want to be entrepreneurs. I have a lot of friends that are hungry. But they don't also do the work, you know, like you won't catch me not grinding because this is my age to grind. Like I, you know, my goal is to be done before I even have my family. Because for me, it's like I want to be able to invest all my time into my family when that opportunity comes, right? But number one, just believe in yourself, being consistent, and being happy with failures. The third thing, be happy with a failure, because that's a lesson you learned. You know, I've learned lessons very cheaply. I've learned lessons very expensive. You know, so but at the end of the day, it's like you can't really change what has happened. And the best thing you got to do is get up the next day and be like, I am that much smarter from it, and then keep moving forward. You know, because like when it comes to especially doing big things in your life, your body naturally will try to stop you. Your body does not want to work hard. It is meant to survive. So your subconscious mind will basically tell you to go back to sleep. It will tell you not to do the extra effort stuff, you know? So just knowing, number one, that vision, you know, believing in that vision, being happy with, you know, failures, learning from them, and being consistent. Those would be my wise words.
I appreciate it. Okay, I think I covered a lot. So how do you market your business?
So the e-commerce stuff, majority is on Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram. Do you do those paid sponsorships on Instagram or?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, okay. Yeah, if you're trying to do anything with marketing or products, you gotta be like, I gotta spend money. Like to get that real estate is very, honestly, probably the cheapest it's gonna be. You know, it's only gonna get more expensive with all this. Yeah. So we like Facebook and Instagram. We've used Google. We've done eBay. We've done Amazon. We've done Etsy. We've done all that stuff with like eBay and Amazon. It's different. It's not really paid advertising. You got to find different methods for that. Like one of our listings, we put on eBay and like we didn't do anything. We made 20K off of it. Like we didn't do anything. It organically, people found it, people bought it, and we made sales. Right. So there are certain products, if you do good research, you can find that are hitters like that.
You conduct that research.
Huh?
How do you start conducting that research? How do you find like where to like get these, like where do you like, do you, like you said earlier, we talked about like how you contacted Nike and you contacted all these other companies to buy in bulk. Is that what you're doing with the e-commerce stuff?
So no, that's what we're getting into. The name brand stuff is what we're getting into. Prior to that, we were basically getting products from China in bulk.
Yeah.
And then either rebranding them with our own brand.
Yeah.
And then, or just selling it, depending on like what the timing was. The research comes down to really, I mean, we use some tools here and there, but the research comes down to really knowing what is going around in the world, right? To be a great marketer, to be somebody that sells products, like I always have a ear out and my eyes out to see what's going on. Uh-huh. Because media controls people. You know, the news will control people.
Debate society.
Yeah, so really understanding where the trends are and knowing where to look. I think it becomes easier when you look at it more, but like we train our brains. Our brains are wired as we want them to be wired, right? I'm a marketer. I'm an entrepreneur. That's literally all I think about.
Every time you see something in the news or in the media, you think, look, it's like, oh, that's opportunity.
You know what I'm saying? Like that will just click in my head because that's how my brain is wired. It's seeking to like look for it. Right?
Experience that you eventually build it up to like to get there, or was
it's mental
it-
it's mental discipline. Like think about it, when you get a new car, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you get a fucking a Ford Mustang, right? You get a Ford Mustang 2020. Guess what you start seeing now?
Ford Mustangs
on the road every day.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because your brain has made a connection to it, and you've also created emotional connection to it. Like, this is my new car. And so now, as soon as, like, your brain sees this car, it's going to point it out to you because it knows it's something that you like seeing. So it goes the same thing with any type of principle you're trying to learn, right? For me, marketing, when I look at ads, I get happy. I look at ads, I see numbers, I see statistics. I'm like, oh, is this a good ad? Is this a good ad? Is this a bad ad? And so, like, when I'm going through Facebook, I literally like every ad, bro. I literally like every ad. I comment on every ad because that's how Facebook works. It sees that I'm interested. So what do I see? I just see a lot of advertisements on my feed, right? A lot of people would be annoyed by that. I'm a marketer. That's what I want to see on my feed. I want to see what people are spending money to, what are people spending money to advertise, right? So like, it's just little things like that. I've kind of discovered that work well for me, you know, and it always keeps me in the loop of things, and it helps me find the balance between going on. So like right now, I actually don't have any of my social media stuff. I actually deleted it just because I know like I'll have months where it's just me time. It's just grind time. It's me behind the computers. It's me reading as many books as possible, right? So, and that's where I'm at right now. This like, because I know I quit my full-time job. I'm going into entrepreneurship. We have a lot of good things coming up. We're going into Q4, right? So for me at this point, it's like, I'm just disconnected, you know? Yeah,
fidget spinner, bro. That's my go-to.
Yeah, man. You know, you're chilling. You're working on your desk. Like, yo, it's your sanctuary. You know, your desk is where you do your work. That's where you make your money. So how about you, man? What do you have envisioned for your future? What are some of your goals and stuff like that?
For my future, I'm kind of up in the air right now. Right now, my goal is to just get into the Smith School of Business.
Okay.
That's my goal, but I don't know what area I want to attack. I was thinking supply chain management, so I kind of get inside like, the wholesales and like the buying, like inside. I feel like supply chain management is like you get inside the business more.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people told me I would be cool for marketing, but I don't know if I want to like do that for my career, just like shoving down things for people's like throats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see like maybe if it was like drop shipping or something, like if I could like promote ads on like that type of stuff, I could definitely have an interest. I'd done drop shipping before. That was a very long time ago. I didn't really take it that serious. So I would definitely want to do that. I don't like you, I don't plan on working forever. I do see myself like trying to get on my own career path and do some other things. I have an interest in the arts, interest mm-hmm. in theater and acting and all those sorts of things. So right now just I take things day at a time. I don't really like oversee things. Because back then, like, I had a lot of voices in my head, like anxiety, like this and that, a lot of stress. And like you said, like, that shit's contagious. Like, you know, yeah. All that energy I'm putting in my head, I put out and I don't produce. So I just try to keep that all under control and do everything a day at a time. So, I'm not really sure. I still at the age where, like, I'm 19. I need to find out what I really have interest in and what I do not. I'm not a big technology guy. Like, yeah. I get frustrated quick with technology. Like, I want to, like, break this screen.
Well, see, I mean, and that's good you have that sense. It's, like, really Like I said, your mind will tell you shit. Like if you're doing things and you're getting tired and you're yawning and you're not like, let's say, what do you love doing? What do you absolutely like? What is something you do and like time just flies by?
Man, I like you. I'm a people person. I like interacting with people. I can interact and talk with anyone. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like second nature to me. So anything that involves human interaction. That's why, like I said, marketing would be such a great field for that. But I don't know. I feel like I'm not really cut up for the professional world. Like, I'm a goofball. Like, I like to, like, get up, move, and, like, be crazy.
I'm a big goofball. Absolutely. I mean,
like, class clown. Like, I'm one of those guys. I like seeing other people laugh. I feel like my purpose is to inspire people. So, okay. and help other people. So. Anything that helps me do that, like you said, I won't even feel like work at that point. And if I'm seeing money in that too, so that would be like just a dream. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. I think the funny thing is we inspire every day. We don't even know it, right? Like a lot of stuff you say is very similar to how I align myself, right? Is like I want to make an impact. I think it's also we're Punjabi. You know, we're raised like that. You know, we're very family oriented. Like, we always want to give back.
Yeah.
And you know, I think, yeah, you said you're 19. Keep finding ways. I would say one book you should 100% read. It's only like 120 pages. It's like something you could probably brush through in like a few days.
Okay.
It's called Turning Pro.
Turning Pro.
And there's a few other sequences. If you do get it, let me know. I'll send the other ones over as well. But it's just, it's a book that really, like you said, you know, we always have a lot of voices in our head, right? And some are good, some are bad. But those voices always guide us. Those voices guide us to our real selves.
Sometimes so, I feel like stress is sometimes a good thing.
I mean, I think,
there should be some type of, because sometimes, like, having no stress, I'm not even concerned to get my things due at the due date. And I'm just like, I'm living happy. I feel like the stress kind of, like, helps you, like, hey, like, if I don't get this, like
yeah.
things, you know, so it kind of pushes you and motivates you a little bit.
I think the biggest secret for me to always be, I would say, consistently motivated is to work on always, like, ask Savvy as well, because I know he's done a few of those things. It's like, work on finding that vision, right? Because, like,
showed me the other day.
What happened?
He had a vision board in his room.
So that's one of the things. Yeah, that's a dope thing to do. It's just like knowing what you're waking up for. Like, what are you waking up for every single day? What are you trying to strive for? Whether that be like just for this week, whether it be for the month, whether it be for the next 10 years, whatever it is, just find out what that is for you, right?
How deep.
And then you're going to be able to be excited about every single day. You know, I get up hype every single day because I'm like, I get to go back to what I do. You know, I get back to talking to my clients. I get back to doing research. I get back to, you know, and like, for me, it's never actually been about the money. I think money is important, and I think we need it to, you know, stabilize our lives and be able to expand our businesses and our vision. But you get to a point where it's just there. You know, it's a tool. At the end of the day, money is paper. It's nothing more, nothing less. It's printed. So when you start realizing what you love to do, your money's going to start coming in. You're not going to think about it. You know, I think a lot of people are focused on it, and it makes sense to be. But when you get that vision, bro, because then you know where you're going. Like, people can say whatever they want to. They can try to stop you.
Yeah.
But you already know where you're going. So, but that book definitely, it was definitely a good book for me.
Okay.
It definitely opened up a lot of the channels that I felt like I was stubborn to at some points in my life. Definitely check it out, man.
I really appreciate you, bro. That's the thing. That's all for the interview, man. I really, like I said, I appreciate you coming in. Let me end.